This Sunday evening, we are entering the great biblical holiday, Shavuot, Pentecost. And I would like to speak about Shavuot tonight. Shavuot begins on the sixth and seventh days of the month of Sivan, and is exactly 7 weeks after the second day of Passover. This is the second of three great feasts, Shalosh Regalim, three major holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot. This holiday has five names. First, Shavuot means weeks. Hakakatsir, festival of harvest. Hakabikurim, festival of the first fruits. Zman Matan Torateinu, feast of the giving, Torah giving. And the last one, Atzeret, assembly. And this holiday has great meaning. And I would like to talk about meanings of Shavuot. The first aspect of Shavuot, the annual agricultural cycle in ancient Israel. The second one, giving of the Torah to Israel at the Mount of Sinai. Therefore, the feast is also called celebration of the Torah. This is the time, the feast of the giving of the Torah. On Passover, the Israelites, having made their exodus from Egypt, gained physical freedom. And on Shavuot, they gained spiritual freedom. It was with the receiving of the Torah and the covenant with the Lord that the Jewish people were transformed from a tribe of slaves into a nation of free people, God's people, the people of the book. Such a remarkable transformation by an entire nation reveals the role of Passover. That liberation from slavery finds its fulfillment in freedom to serve God. Shavuot reveals a distinction between the freedom from slavery and the freedom to serve the Lord. Today, God appears to his people, addressing his Torah to all Jews as a nation and to each Jew as an individual. People of Israel understood that serving God meant striving to comprehend him, that is, to understand his will for them as a nation and as individuals. No one can keep a commandment for another person, we know it. No one can stand in to perform a religious ceremony for another. Every believer has a home of his own place of worship, which he is responsible to occupy in fulfillment of his own mission. As he is anointed by God to preserve the faith for succeeding generations. So two events, the celebration of the beginning of the harvest and the giving of the Torah became one celebration for Israel. The Torah explains this connection by pointing out that Israel is God's firstborn, the first harvest dedicated to God. It is in Exodus chapter 4, verse 22. So the third meaning of Shavuot, the descent of the Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh, and birth of the first Jewish Messianic congregation. Let us open Micah chapter 4, verse 1 and verse 2, and here's the prophecy about coming of the Holy Spirit. Micah chapter 4, verse 1 and 2, and let us read together. But in the end of days, and I would like to read one more time, at the end of days, but at the end of days, the mountain of Adonai's house will be established as chief of the mountains and will be raised above the hills. People will flow up to it. Then many nations will go and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of Adonai, to the house of the God of Jacob. Then he will direct us in his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For Torah will go forth from Zion, and the word of Adonai from Jerusalem. This is a wonderful description of Shavuot, and also defines a prophetic direction for the people of Israel. I have a question here. Why did Micah say that the Torah will go forth from Zion? We all know that the Torah was given on Mount Sinai, but here he's talking about Mount of Zion. Why he's telling that? We know that this prophecy was accomplished in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. Micah gave a prophetic word about the coming of the living Torah of God, the Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh, on Mount Zion, and coming revival of the Jewish people. New Testament reveals the meaning of Micah, chapter 4, first and second verse. It was the days of Shavuot. And let us read book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 4, 2nd through 4. And let's start with verse 1. Acts chapter 2, 1 through 4. When the day of Shavuot had come, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And tongues like fire spreading out appeared to them and settled on each one of them. They were all filled with the Ruach HaKodesh and began to speak in other tongues as the Ruach enabled them to speak out. You see this picture, the Tvila, immersion, or baptismo in Greek, in the Holy Spirit gave disciples supernatural power to live for the Lord and to serve him in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. How wonderful it is. And as a result of the descent of the Holy Spirit in Jerusalem, we can find the same chapter 2, book of Acts, verse 41, as a result of the coming of the Holy Spirit, we can read it here. So those who received his message were immersed, and that day about 3,000 souls were added. 3,000 people came to the Lord in that day because of the Holy Spirit. An interesting detail regarding Shavuot historically is that after the giving of the written Torah on Mount Sinai, we know that 3,000 Jews perished because of their disobedience to the Lord. They died, 3,000 people. In contrast, during the giving of the living Torah, the descent of the Holy Spirit on Mount Zion, the same number of Jews, 3,000 people, gained eternal salvation and life because they obeyed the voice of God. How wonderful it is. Elsewhere it is written, choose life, choose life. It is also of interest that when the Lord gave Torah on Mount Sinai, there was fire from God as a testimony of God's presence. All the people were in fear and trembling when they saw the fire of the Lord on the Mount Sinai. Compare that to another miracle many years later, when the Holy Spirit, the living Torah, descended upon Yeshua. And again, on still another occasion, fire descended upon every one of those who were assembled together in the upper room. The same fire, fire of the Holy Spirit. All who were present observed this testimony of the giving of the living Torah, the Holy Spirit. Fire came upon them. Fire of the Spirit filled them. Today I want to talk about the Holy Spirit. Who he is for us. What is his role in our destiny? How we can be filled with the Holy Spirit today and be led by him in our lives. All of this we will see is a very practical way of living for us in Messianic Judaism. I believe that this is the most important topic for us today, as we so need a lively fellowship with the Lord. Now, let me state something of great importance regarding the person of the Holy Spirit, because this is the part of my life. We know there are people who believe the Holy Spirit is some kind of faceless energy or some sort of substance. However, our Messiah spoke very clearly about the Holy Spirit, about Him. I want to read Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Here's the words of Yeshua about the Holy Spirit, about Him. Yeshua said, Matthew 28, 19, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, immersing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Ruach HaKodesh and the Holy Spirit." In the name of the Holy Spirit. It turns out that we must be immersed in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So who is the Holy Spirit? Who is the Ruach HaKodesh? Let us read John chapter 3, verse 1 through 8. John chapter 3, verse 1 through 8. It is interesting discussion between Yeshua and Nicodemus, one of the elders of Israel. Now there was a man, a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jewish people. He came to Yeshua at night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you, a teacher, have come from God, for no one can perform these signs which you do unless God is with him." Yeshua answered him, "Amen, amen, yes, indeed. I tell you, unless one is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus asked him, "How can a man be born when he is old?" Nicodemus said to him, "He cannot enter his mother's womb a second time and be born, can he?" And verse 5, Yeshua answered, "Amen, amen, I tell you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be surprised that I said to you, you all must be born from above. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." Of the Spirit. In Hebrew, Ruach means wind, breath, and also spirit. In Greek, pneuma, also breath, wind, also spirit. The Holy Spirit is not a faceless power or a mystical idea. He is a person. This means that he can communicate and manifest himself as real to us right now, today. We cannot see him with our own eyes, but he's real and can have a huge impact on our lives today. I want to read a few passages from the Tanakh about the Holy Spirit. And it's very interesting passages because it is in the Torah and also in the Tanakh, in the prophecies. It is about person, about the Holy Spirit. The first one in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 through verse 3. And let us read together. Genesis 1, 1 through 3. In the beginning. Let's say together, in the beginning. In the beginning. When nothing was here, in the beginning. God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was chaos and waste. Darkness was on the surface of the deep. And the Ruach Elohim, the Holy Spirit, was hovering or another word, I like it more, brooding upon the surface of the water. Verse 3. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. Such a beautiful picture. From the very beginning of creation, we see God the Father, and we see the Word, which is Yeshua, our Messiah. And we see the presence of the Holy Spirit, Ruach Adonai, all together and participating in the creation of the world. That is an amazing truth of the Bible. Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit created everything that exists. In yet another scripture from the prophet Isaiah, we see the greatest mystery of redemption. And I would like us to open Isaiah chapter 48. Isaiah chapter 48. Let us read together from verse 16. Isaiah 48, verse 16. Draw near to me. Hear this. Since the beginning, I have not spoken in secret. From the time it existed, I was there. So now Adonai Elohim has sent me, and he is Ruach. Thus says Adonai, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am Adonai, your God. Such a rich place of scripture, of the scripture. We see in this passage from Isaiah how the Father and the Holy Spirit and Yeshua are performing the redemptive work, the salvation of mankind. It seems that those three have a very close relationships to each other, working always together. Clearly, the Holy Spirit is an almighty person who participated in the creation of the universe and in the redemption of mankind. He is here with us today. And today the Holy Spirit is right here in the midst of our life situations, communicating with us, revealing himself to us and wanting us to open up in trust to him. The Lord is with us today in the presence of the Holy Spirit. He is person and personally addresses us. Every believer needs to know the reality and power of the Holy Spirit, who bring life to us. John chapter 7, verse 38 and 39, one of the greatest promises about the Holy Spirit. John 7, 38, 39. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture says, out of his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. Now he said this about the Ruach, whom those who trusted in him were going to receive. For the Ruach was not yet given, since Yeshua was not yet glorified. How wonderful it is. Without the Holy Spirit, we can never live in the power of God and experience God's power in our lives every day. For full joy and fullness, we need this great gift of the Holy Spirit. We need it. The Bible describes the Holy Spirit in different ways, under various names. For example, he is good spirit. In Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 20, and you gave them your good spirit to instruct them. Also, Bible call him the Spirit of God, the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, the Spirit of the Messiah, the Spirit of Adoption, Spirit of Grace. And he is here now. And we can feel his holy presence in our lives. The Lord Yeshua promised that he would send the Holy Spirit to all who obey him. In John chapter 14, verses 16 through 18, John 14, verses 16 through 18, it is Yeshua promised to us. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, so he may be with you forever. the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not behold him or know him. You know him, because he abides with you and will be in you. I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. What a wonderful prophecy and promise. Abides with you. When Yeshua was with his disciples, he was their teacher. They experienced the power of the Holy Spirit through him because they lived in his presence, and the Holy Spirit surrounded them from all sides. But the time is coming when the Holy Spirit will be in you. And we know this story. On the day of Shavuot, the Holy Spirit filled the hearts of the first disciples of Yeshua and built a place where his presence might abide inside of them. What a wonderful promise our Savior Yeshua gave us. He promised us that we will never be alone and abandoned. I want to share with you one interesting truth from this place of scripture. One of the greatest human problems is loneliness, a spirit filled with a sense of rejection and uselessness. Today I want to say from the bottom of my heart, dear friend, you are no longer forgotten, not abandoned, and not lost. I remember this feeling of rejection in my own life, when even among a group of close friends, I could feel lonely and rejected. Sometimes a person may look to others for the fulfillment of his inner needs and relief from his hang-ups. When he does not find satisfaction for himself, he may find disappointment instead. Also, so sorry, but sometimes families experience failure when spouses look to each other for relief from the loneliness they feel, but instead experience only emptiness of heart. The truth is, no human being can fill this place, only the Lord. But understand, the foundation for such difficulty lies in the fall of man, beginning when Adam forsook his own father and left his home. Since Adam, we all have a void in our hearts for a companionship that only the Holy Spirit can fill. And what happens I enjoy, and what happiness I enjoy, and so may you, to experience the Holy Spirit in my life, realizing that there is no one closer than him. No one else understands me so perfectly. No one else offers such comfort and support or confidence that he will never betray me or simply walk away, because he loves me and he loves you. The Holy Spirit, he loves you so much. How badly I feel for the people who do not understand the importance of the Holy Spirit, do not seek his presence and consolation. John chapter 15, let's read about the Holy Spirit more. John chapter 15, verse 26. When the Counselor, in other words, Comforter, comes, from whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who keeps going out from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. Yeshua calls the Holy Spirit by the name in Greek Parakletos, which means a lawyer, a defender, comforter, a counselor. These are the characteristics of a living person. His presence fills us, our lives, with meaning, with life, and the power of God, the presence of the Holy Spirit. He is the Lord. One of the finest promises the Bible has given us in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8. But you will receive power when the Ruach HaKodesh has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and through all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth, or earth. This word power in Greek, dynamos, dynamite, explosive power, but it also dynamos, the ability and power to keep moving, to keep going on, going forward in the presence of the Lord. They received power of the Ruach HaKodesh to do the will of the Lord, live godly lives, spread the good news of salvation, heal the sick, raise the dead, the glorious fulfillment of the prophecies. And we are their followers. And we also desperately need such power of the Ruach HaKodesh in our lives. Only words that we speak in the power of the Holy Spirit can touch the hearts of people. Only ministry supplied in the power of the Holy Spirit can result in changed lives. So I have a question for now. How can one be filled with the Ruach HaKodesh today? And before we'll go to answer it, I would like to read Acts chapter 2, actually Acts chapter 1, verse 4 and 5, and Acts chapter 2 from first verse. So Acts chapter 1 from verse 4. It's Yeshua. Now, while staying with them, Yeshua, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father promised, which he said, "You heard from me. For John immersed with water, but you will be immersed in the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, not many days from now." And here it is, day of Shavuot, Acts chapter 2, from first verse. When the day of Shavuot had come, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And tongues like fire spreading out appeared to them and settled on each one of them. They were all filled with the Ruach HaKodesh, with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other tongues as the Ruach enabled them to speak out. Verse 5. Now Jewish people were staying in Jerusalem, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound came, the crowd gathered. They were believed because each was hearing them speaking in his own language. There are steps taken by first disciples as they received the Holy Spirit. The first, they waited. They kept trust and had faith in the promises of scriptures and the words of Yeshua. It was not just a passive expectation of something incomprehensible. They actively and earnestly prayed for the descent of the Holy Spirit. They longed to be filled with God's Spirit. They experienced a strong spiritual thirst for the Holy Spirit. Faith is always active. It trusts in the Lord and His Word. This is why the Bible tells us so much about fasting, about prayer, about works of faith. Unfortunately, in my life, I met people who took a very passive position in their walk with the Lord. And when I told them about how to be filled with the Holy Spirit, they answered me in simple words. If the Lord wants, He Himself will fill me with the Holy Spirit. I want to tell you the truth. The Lord really wants. About that, there is no question. The whole question is whether you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Revelation chapter 22, verse 17. The Ruach and the bride say, "Come," and let the one who hears say, "Come." Let the one who thirsty come. Let the one wishes freely take the water of life. Let the one who is thirsty come. This feeling of thirst of the Holy Spirit for him. The second way, they prayed. We can't neglect our prayer life. It is critically important for our spiritual lives today. They prayed. One of the main purposes for praying is to make your request known to God. They believed in Yeshua's promise, gathered in Jerusalem, and on the Feast of Shavuot, asked to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We don't need to be afraid to ask God to fill us with the Holy Spirit, to live in us and speak to us. One of my favorite places of scripture about the giving of the Holy Spirit is in Luke chapter 11, Luke 11, verse 8. And I would like to read from verse 9, actually. It is Yeshua who is teaching us how to expect, how to receive, how to pray for the Holy Spirit. So I say to you, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be open. Pursue, ask, pray. What father, if his own son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? And if he asks for an egg, will he give him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, to those who ask him? But here's the condition. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. And the third step they did, they were together in unity. Together in unity. It is so important to be with people who serve and worship the Lord in unity, to share the same goal with them. It is very important that our prayer and our expectation of the Holy Spirit do not stop. We always need to maintain spiritual hunger in ourselves. We always need to fresh filling with the Holy Spirit. I love Romans chapter 12, verse 11. Romans 12, 11. Do not be lagging in zeal. Be fervent or fired up in spirit. Keep serving the Lord. Nothing and no one is able to unite us more than the Holy Spirit, which fills our hearts. Imagine that we are now filled with one spirit, one vision, one love, the presence of the Holy Spirit. This is the wonderful promise from the Lord to us. And I would like to finish my message with a prayer. Prayer of receiving of the Holy Spirit. I would like to ask Holy Spirit to fill us with his presence, his love, his mercy, to fill us with his power, because he's ready. He wants to fill us, and we want him to fill us too. Let us pray together. Lord, thank you so much for your presence, Lord. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, Lord. Thank you so much for open door to every one of us to come into your presence, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence in our lives, Lord. And Lord, we ask, in the name of Yeshua, please fill us, Lord. Fill us with your power. Fill us with your presence, Lord. Speak to our hearts. Lead us, Lord, in the name of Yeshua. Lord, I ask for everyone who will look this video, Lord, please bless them, Lord. Bless them and fill them with your power, with your presence, with your zeal, Lord. Let us be thirsty for you, Lord. Let us walk in your presence every day of our lives. Thank you, Lord, for the greatest gift of the Holy Spirit for each one of us, Lord. I pray in the name of Yeshua. Amen. In the end, I want to remind you that if Beth Israel is a blessing to you, please consider being a blessing to Beth Israel. We will close with Aaron's blessing as we normally do at Beth Israel, and then we will return to Eric's home for a final worship song. So let us pray together. Yeverecha Adonai vishmerecha. Yer Adonai panavelecha vichunecha. Issa Adonai panavelecha veyasem lecha shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Shabbat shalom, mishpacha. Shabbat shalom.